Hello and welcome to the MDS Podcast, the official podcast of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm your host, Sarah Schaefer from the Yale School of Medicine and the deputy editor of this podcast. And today I'm speaking with Professor Irina Rektorova, who is a professor of neurology at Masaryk University in Brno, Czech Republic. We are going to be continuing our special series on Congress highlights. Today is Monday, September 30th, and we're going to be talking about Sunday's wonderful program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for being invited.
So we'll start with the plenaries, which are much watched and very much anticipated every year. Tell us about the plenaries from yesterday and the things you found most notable.
Well, we had fantastic plenaries. The first one involved environment and neurodegeneration. And we had presenters Mohamed Salama from Egypt on neurotoxin and other pollutants, Richard Smain from USA on infections, and Arfam Ikram from the Netherlands on climate changes. And what I find really, really great to hear was actually thinking about the exposure meaning. It's not just air pollution because we have tons of pollutants, but it's actually the concept of exposome interaction with individuals' health, which includes the lifestyle, education, epigenetics, but also, for example, socioeconomic status, health status. So Mohamed Salama suggested to do questionnaires, then remote sensing, wristbands, but also engaging genetic data and metabolomics in this research. So we are awaiting great futures of that, I think. Then in the second lecture by Richard Smain, he was talking about his mice studies and about double or actually multiple hit hypothesis. So there are usually more hits that may cause neurodegeneration like Parkinson's disease. And he was mentioning Spanish flu, the bird flu, and of course SARS-CoV-2. And what I found really interesting is the mice study with MPTP, which is the mitochondrial neurotoxin. So actually using this neurotoxin in the mice prior to feeding them with SARS-CoV-2 increased the level of their pathology and of their death rates. And the same was true for LRRK2 gene mutation mice. So it might be possible that people with some sorts of mutation might be more vulnerable with respect to consequences of such viruses. And what was also nice to hear that mRNA vaccines in the mice models provided complete protection against SARS-CoV-2 mediated dopaminergic loss in wild-type mice.
Yeah, we actually covered, or I interviewed him in 2022 for this podcast about these topics. So if anybody wants to hear more about that, it's one of the 2022 episodes with Dr. Smain.
Fantastic. So, and the second plenary session was movement disorders ground rounds, which is something everybody is looking forward to because the real patients are being examined by movement disorder specialists. Yesterday, we had VIP neurologists like Jennifer Friedman, Jennifer Goldman from the US, Marie Vidae from France, and Pishe Thermosarasat from Thailand. And it's not just about the diagnosis that they did make, all of them, of course, but the way how they came to the diagnosis and the way or the art of examination and reviewing the patients.
Yeah, I heard from a lot of people that that was one of their favorite sessions.
So, and the third lecture by Arfan Ikram, he's an epidemiologist. So he talked about climate changes and the impact of these changes on neurodegeneration. He talked about air pollution, global warming, floods, emerging infections, and occupational exposure. He showed how some risk factors like obesity, smoking, or hypertension prolong the onset of the diseases on the whole. But at the age of 95 and further, he said that actually it's if you go through this lifespan without any of the major diseases that would cause death, you have to die of something. So it would be probably dementia that you are going to face with a high risk factor.
And so that was a great overview of the plenaries. What about the other sessions throughout the day and any posters? Do you think, do any particular things stand out to you from the rest of the day?
Yes, of course. Regarding poster sessions, since I'm in neuroimaging and neuromodulation, there were a lot of posters on neuroimaging yesterday, my favorite topic. So I could actually touch upon some of them, maybe. The one from Benedicte Belanger's group from Lyon, presented by Chloe Laurensen. Involvement of noradrenergic system in olfactory dysfunctions in Parkinson's disease, which is a novel finding. They used Hembin noradrenergic PET and neuromelanin sensitive MRI, showing that there is a correlation between olfactory dysfunction and PET findings in the hippocampus and locus ceruleus finding from MRI studies. Then Matěj Perovnik, for example, from Ljubljana's group, from Maja Trošt group, showed the data from his FDG PET studies on dementia with Lewy bodies and how to separate it already in early stages from healthy controls, but also from Alzheimer's disease by the PET pattern. And that was actually the multicentric study on a huge number of subjects. And then there was a poster from PPMMI study of early Parkinson's disease presented by Antea Denis from Antonio Strafella's group, showing how that SPECT can be combined with blood biomarkers of Alzheimer's disease pathology and of inflammation and axonal loss to better diagnose early Parkinson's disease, but also Parkinson's disease with MCI. Well, there were many, many posters, so probably I cannot touch upon all.
And the theme of this Congress is AI and AI and movement disorders. Any AI pick for today or for yesterday?
Actually, there was the whole session on AI and how it can help in clinical studies in PD, DBS, deep brain stimulation planning and programming and placement of the contacts, also on management in movement disorders. But unfortunately, I did not attend this lecture because I preferred progressive supranuclear palsy and related disorders. But my pickup of yesterday is the one from Arfan Ikram's lecture, and he actually was mentioning the caution of big data using AI, machine learning, and deep learning. He says that more data doesn't mean better data, of course. And while AI may outperform observation with respect to diagnosis and prediction of the diseases, it does not outperform etiologic and efficacy analysis. So it cannot discern cause, consequence, and mediation. So that's something I picked up and I find it, of course, very useful.
Always, you know, good to think about using AI to our advantage, but using with caution.
Yes.
And you bring a good point about parallel sessions. It's good that these will be recorded because I also missed things that I wanted to see because there were so many things that were interesting at the same time. Any other events that were of particular note yesterday?
Yes. We had the faculty dinner, which was organized in Barnes Foundation. So I would suggest everybody to visit this place, which was established in 1922. And actually, all the masterpieces that are displayed, they display especially impressionists like Renoir, Cézanne, but there is also Picasso, Braque, Modigliani, and many, many, many others. And so this was founded by Albert Barnes, a doctor who was co-developer of Argyrol, which is antiseptic silver compound against gonorrhea and also against inflammation in the eye. And he sold his business before the market crashed in 1929 and became a billionaire, I guess. So with this, he made this fantastic collection of pictures. And of course, we had a fantastic dinner and in a very friendly atmosphere, and discussion with friends is always a great thing.
Little history of medicine to close us out. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your invitation.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.